Our guest on Via GARS this month is Chris Satian, MD, PhD. He is the executive director of the Atlanta VA Medical Center's Center of Excellence for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation, CVNR. He has held this position since May 2011, having previously served as the center's medical director since July 2005 and as its interim director from November 2009 to May 2011. He has been on the faculty at Emory since 1994, where he is professor of neurology, rehabilitation medicine, and psychology. Dr. Satian, it seems as though CVNR has come along nicely during the past 4 years, hasn't it?
It has, and we're actually very proud of that. And let me say up front that everything that you see going on in the center and that you hear about going on in the center is a result of teamwork. We've been fortunate to have a fantastic team at all levels. We have a lot of research projects going on. We've been able to recruit a lot of investigators, some more senior and a lot of younger, more junior investigators as well, to make sure that we are breeding the next generation of investigators. So, yeah, I think things are going very well, and we are pretty happy about our progress.
One thing CVNR is focusing on recently is building collaborations with other facilities. Please tell us about that.
We did some strategic planning, and one of the things that we realized in a strategic plan is that we have a number of very good affiliations in place already with our universities. And so what we decided to do as one element of our strategic plan was to focus on strengthening those ties with our university affiliates and really building those collaborations out.
And what are some of those collaborations?
Obviously, our university affiliates are Emory, but also Georgia Tech and Georgia State, and we also have collaborations here at the VA. So what I wanted to focus on in terms of describing some of the examples of collaborations that we have been engaged in are really two main areas. One is our collaborations with Emory, particularly in the areas of geriatrics. And there's two examples I wanted to give in that area. One is the upcoming BRC lecture, and that's a series of events that's coming up in April that's anchored by the BRC lecture, for which we have Professor Laura Gitlin coming in to speak. And we also have a series of panel discussions in association with that. And this seminar is an example of ongoing collaboration that we have, because it's actually, this whole lecture series is actually a collaboration between our center, between the GREC, which is a VA entity that's the Geriatrics Research and Education Center, the Emory Department of Geriatrics, and the Emory Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. So a lot of different entities have come together to make what we hope is a very successful program available to the community at large. And it's going to really focus on older people and their problems, particularly in the context of dementia, which is an increasing problem, as we all know.
Do you have other collaborations?
Another example of this type of collaboration is our ongoing collaboration with the Emory Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, which I just mentioned, and the CVNR, our Center of Excellence, together with the ADRC, has last year funded two pilot projects, and these two pilot projects involve investigators from the ADRC as well as the CVNR.
What are those projects?
One of them is led by Patricia Griffiths from the CVNR and Ken Hepburn from the ADRC, and that project is entitled Implementing the TeleSavvy Program in Community Settings. The other pilot project that we have is led by Joe Nocera from the CVNR and Tricia Kesar from Emory, and that has to do with studying motor function in patients with mild cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's disease. And the idea they're exploring here is that a lot of people, when they develop mild cognitive impairment or go on to develop Alzheimer's disease or some other kind of dementia, start having trouble with their balance, and they tend to fall. And one of the things that they're exploring in this project is it because there's a difficulty in allocating attention to two different things at the same time? This is what we call dual tasking. and it's something that we sort of do all the time. If we were walking and we're talking, we're actually doing two tasks, and we sort of take it for granted. But when diseases rob the brain of the power to do some of these things naturally, those kind of things that we take for granted become challenging. And so that's what they're studying in this particular project. They're actually using something called a split belt treadmill. So you have a treadmill in which each leg is walking at different rates. And then they'll give people different tasks and try to see what's happening as they're walking on this treadmill.
Please tell us more about telehealth.
Telehealth is new, but it's really, I think, it's making big leaps and bounds. And the VA has really always been at the forefront of telehealth and has declared for a long time that, you know, they really want to be able to do this, because one of the biggest problems, as I think most of our veterans will appreciate, is that the veterans live quite some distance away from the medical centers. So it's really a challenge of how can we get the best care out to the veterans in their homes, or at least in a community center that's closer to where they are, and telehealth can help us to do that.
What are the other projects you have going on?
We have one other example of collaboration that I'd like to mention, and that is we're focusing on the University of Alabama at Birmingham and the Birmingham VA, because they have pretty good visual rehab groups and groups doing research into some of the science that underpins visual rehab. Of course, we have some science in that area between our center, the CVNR, and researchers at Emory. So what we thought we would do is we would host a symposium in it's actually going to be in May, on May the 20th, and that symposium will feature speakers both locally from the Atlanta area as well as from the Birmingham area. And we hope that this will be the first step in enabling us to build collaborations in this area, maybe lead to a recruitment in this area, but definitely try to put the strengths of these two regions, with these two towns, which are pretty close by physically, and try to see if we can build some synergies between the groups in these two different areas. So that's the other area that we're trying to focus on.
These collaborations could eventually really help our veterans, don't you think?
Absolutely. And ultimately, the most important thing is we want to make sure that it leads to improvements in healthcare for the veterans and who we serve. We wouldn't exist with the veterans, without the veterans and all the support that we get from the veterans organizations, such as what you're doing right now with this radio service. But our hope is that by building these collaborations, by putting the strengths of the different centers together, that we can advance faster and that we can translate our research into things that improve veterans' health care faster and better. That's our goal.
It seems it'll take a lot of work to complete all of the projects you have going.
Well, as I said, we're very fortunate to have a great team, and absolutely, everything we do is built on teamwork, because, I mean, one of the things that I think is becoming more and more apparent in science these days is that science is not anymore done in just a single lab by a single investigator or a very small group of investigators. It really takes a team, and so we're very, very hopeful that with this process of building collaborations and strengthening the ties that we have, building new ties, forging new collaborations, that we will advance faster.
Why should veterans be interested in these projects?
Yeah, I think from the veterans' point of view, there will be lots of research projects coming out through our center and through these collaborations. So keep your ears open for information about these projects, and try to get involved in these projects, because the more veterans get involved in our research projects, the more the results that we get will actually end up helping veterans as opposed to being relevant to some other group.
And how can veterans get in touch with you?
So they can get in touch with us, probably the easiest way these days, by email at cvnr@va.gov, or they can call the medical center and get in touch with our center of excellence and go from there.
We would like to thank Dr. Chris Sathian, director of the Center of Excellence for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation, for being our guest on this month's ViaGARS. The Atlanta VA Rehabilitation Research and Development Center of Excellence for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation, CVNR, and the Atlanta Office of the Birmingham Atlanta VA Geriatric Research, Education, and Clinical Center, GREC, proudly partner with GARS to reach veterans and their loved ones with information about research and services at the Atlanta VA Medical Center through this monthly broadcast, Veterans Information at GARS. The CVNR's mission is to foster the health and well-being of veterans through uniquely synergistic research impacting visual and our neurocognitive function. The mission of the GREC is to improve VA healthcare delivery to effectively meet the medical, psychological, and social needs of older veterans through research, education, and clinical services with a special focus on mobility, palliative care, and incontinence.